Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Humans need stories. That is the mantra of In a Nutshell. The monthly series at the Sophia showcases storytellers from all walks of life, telling mostly true stories inspired by a different theme each month. This month is titled It's a Beautiful Day, and it harks to a seemingly picture-perfect day on the outside that might hold something bigger, stranger, or more meaningful beneath the surface. In a Nutshell is happening next Friday, May 23rd. Joining us now is host Keith Lo Jensen, along with two of this month's storytellers, featured performers, Karen Babbitt and DNA. Welcome to Insight, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right, Keith, I want to start with you. What kind of stories were you hoping to hear from this month's prompt, It's a Beautiful Day?
You know what I love is that we never have to worry about throwing a prompt out and every one of the storytellers coming up with like the same thing or stories that are similar. It's great how everybody interprets it so differently. So I've learned not to expect them to do anything I would have guessed they would do. And that's the case. I mean, we've got stories from, you know, Nazi Germany to running for office in Chico to playing Scrabble and falling in love. I mean, it's a really diverse set of stories. So
it is definitely, it sounds like an array for sure. How did you end up deciding on the storytellers you wanted to feature this month?
Well, we've got J.P. Frary coming back for the third time. He's our first storyteller to do a three-peat. And we just love him. Joe Klosik, I have been trying to get forever. I have this little wish list of like my favorites, and Joe is very near the top of the list. He made me go in a more storytelling direction as a comedian many years ago. So inspired by him was I. And then DNA is just an old friend who is kind of a legend in the comedy community. And a legend for being just a very unique individual. And he brought us Karen, which I'm very thankful for because he sent us a clip of Karen telling a story and we were just floored. We immediately reached out to both of them and said, would you guys come on?
Yeah, and we actually have a couple teasers for people to get a taste of what they're in for next week for In a Nutshell.
Awesome.
So two of the storytellers are here today, Karen and DNA. Karen, I want to start with you. You're a comedian. You're based in the Bay Area, so not too far away. You even teach stand-up comedy as well. How is a showcase like this, storytelling, different from the comedic work you already do?
So I had someone come and see my act recently, and this poor woman said, was that comedy? She says, it sounds like stories. And it's absolutely true. What the evolution, as I'm sure our host will concur, is that you do stand up, but eventually you get to a point where you need to tell your story. And that's what I hope to do, because it's kind of different.
Yeah, and I would think it isn't always important to get a laugh when you're telling a good story, depending on the story that you're telling.
Yes, and the edgy part of it also are the things that make a person laugh in times that are very dark or things that are sort of no-nos to society. If you can bring people along so where they feel that they can see the humor in it and sort of discard this sort of faux awareness or self-consciousness about what is okay to enjoy and what is not okay, I think we become a lot smarter, closer, more intimate.
We have a clip to share with listeners, but before we do, I'm going to need a setup for this one.
Yeah, you will need a setup. So it is a beautiful day, and the things that you learn from Auschwitz survivor parents are an appreciation for the smallest, the most wondrous things that I still carry with me today. And yet, there is a very dark side of the European culture and the way that they believe you teach children, which is with some stories that are, I like to think of them as, they're sort of math. They're the shortest distance between two points. You can get a child to grow up a desired way with a lot of conversation, or you can just scare them to death.
Well, let's take a listen.
I tell you Czechoslovakian story to make you happy. I tell you Max und Moritz. We talk about Max and Moritz. Oh, two naughty little boys. Oh, so naughty, these little boys. Mommy makes a pie. She makes a little pie, and she puts it on the windowsill. And the smell is so wonderful. Oh, the smell is coming out. And Max and Morris see this pie, and they make the smell, and they say to each other, we will take the pie. And Max and Morris go to this pie, and they take the pie. And they make eating, and they make eating, and they make eating. Oh, they make eating. And the berries look like blood on their face, and their chest, their stomach look like blood, and they stand there. And Mommy comes out and says, oh, you ate the pie. Not your bleeding. You eat the pie. You eat Mommy's pie. I take this knife. I cut off your hands. Cutting Max. Cutting Morris. I'm munching the Morris. Me. Me. Good night.
Oh my gosh. It reminds me of when I used to think about some nursery rhymes, and when you actually really think about them as adults, you're like, this is for children?
Yes, and I'm sure you've heard all the things about the original Sleeping Beauty, the original, all of those old, you know, Grimm's fairy tale. That's a reason why they're grim.
Yeah. What do you find so beautiful about it that you want to share it with an audience next week?
There is a surprise ending to my story, and it has to do with unwittingly being Holocaust royalty, where I found myself sort of thrust into this world of exceptional observation of the beautiful and incredible, dark, torturous tales. And yet you walk into a room and someone finds out the story of your family, and you get a cookie with sprinkles on it.
I want to listen to the ending, but I guess I got to wait till Friday, May 23rd at the Sophia. Well, DNA, I want to turn to you. I imagine you might get asked a lot about your name. Is there anything you want to tell us about it? How DNA came to be?
Well, no.
Well, we have a
That's
clip.
Radio.
Yes, and DNA.
I will say that I brought Karen to Keith, thank you very much, Keith. That was very nice, and I love you too. But Karen and I both got signed to Punchline Records, and our albums come out very soon. And I have known Karen for a while. The origin story of my name is on the album. So you can get that album. It's sad. It's pretty sad, actually. And Karen's already so sad. I just don't need to add to that.
Well, we do have a little bit of the story of how you legally went about changing your name. We're going to hear a little bit of it.
Thank you.
So then that was in Jersey. So I came back to California, and here's what happened. So I go to Blockbuster at the time, and they were giving out photo IDs. I go, my name's DNA. They took a photo. Great. I have a photo ID. I took it to the post office. I went to the post office. Said, here's my ID. Got a post office box. Started mailing stuff to myself at the post office box. Took all that with the receipt, with the Blockbuster card. Went down to Chico, California, DMV. I go, here's all this. They're like, okie dokie. Here's your California driver's license, DNA. I took that to the bank. I opened up a bank account that is able to be paid as DNA, and then I registered to vote, and then I ran for mayor of Chico, California 5 times as DNA. And it's all totally legal. As long as that last Blockbuster doesn't close. In Bend, Oregon. Like, you think your grasp on reality is shaky? Like, my whole existence depends on if people want to watch Ghostbusters on VHS. Like, that's the only thing holding me. My friend said, don't do that bit. I'll have to listen to him more.
So, one, is that Blockbuster at Bend, Oregon? Does it still exist? And two,
yeah,
is there
going to be the only one?
Really? And two, is there going to be a sixth time that you run for mayor of Chico?
You know, it's so funny. I'm here, you know, I was in the Bay Area for 20 years. And then January 1st, we moved back to Chico to help out with family, which is the right thing to do. And I'm not saying I'm not going to run. But right now we're shooting a movie the end of July. And that's kind of my focus.
All right. So not an official announcement on Inside right here. It would have been breaking news.
I can
news.
Offer my endorsement in advance, though.
Thank you.
I love that. How are you preparing for this month's In a Nutshell DNA? What do you enjoy about being part of storytelling series like this?
Well, I will say during, you know, I had a comedy club in Santa Cruz that closed during COVID. And then for the next 731 days, every week, we did a storytelling show called Sloth online. And I explored so many more stories than just like straight up comedy, and really fell in love with that different way of expressing myself. And the thing I run against is I have extreme ADHD as well as APD, which is part of the ADA. And my name is DNA, too many initials. And so my stories tend to be very circuitous. It's not like I'm doing the weave. Okay. But it's, my stories do, they're not quite linear. And I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to, as someone who grew up not really being able to read or talk, and having to find myself, you can't tell by my voice, but I'm an older gentleman. I like that now here at my age, I'm able to express myself and get a response out of it, from people. And yeah, I'm so excited to be part of this storytelling show.
Keith, this is the first year that we've had In a Nutshell at the Sophia. It launched in January. How has it been going so far?
It has been going fantastic. This is our fifth show. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you keeping count?
I am keeping count.
Yeah, it's been going really well. The Sophia have been such wonderful hosts, and the Sacramento community has just really turned out. I kept waiting for someone to start a storytelling show here, and they were
like
blowing up all over. Something like The Moth or Risk, or and then finally I got tired of waiting and was just like, well, we'll do it. And it seemed like a lot of other people were waiting too, because it really just blew up. So
has anything surprised you? It's one thing to have an idea like, hey, I'm going to do this myself. I want to launch a storytelling series. But now you have people actually show up not only on stage, but in seats as an audience.
Yeah, I've been producing shows for a long time, and I warned my co-producers. I said the first show will be packed, and then the second show attendance will drop way down and we'll have to work our way back up. And the second show had more people at it than the first show.
Nice.
So that was incredible. And that was a lovely surprise from the city of Sacramento. So thank you, Sacramento. I guess it's also surprising to me that, like, the one time I went up there with the most unprepared story I've ever told, I decided that day to tell it because it was relevant to what was in the news that day. My voice broke while I was telling it. I got teary. And they were just so supportive and just loved it. And I don't compare storytelling to comedy as if you have to choose one or the other, or one's better than the other. I love them both, and I'll always love that art form. But in comedy, this clock is running, and you have to just keep hitting that punchline. And the longer it runs, the bigger that punchline needs to be. To lift that pressure and be able to just explore more emotion, I think there's a reason why so many comedians are just absolutely loving it and really taking to it.
Well, thank you for creating it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for supporting it.
And with that, Keith, Karen, and DNA, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be a great time next week.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
Keith Lowell Jensen hosts the In a Nutshell Storytelling Showcase at the Sophia in Sacramento. It is every month. And this month's featured performers include Karen Babbitt and DNA, who you just met today. It is happening next Friday, May 23rd at the Sophia. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests as well as events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.